Good morning, folks. This is Tyler Fleming, and you might actually be listening to an episode of Pure Rock Gym and Coffee Shop. How's it going? I am coming to you live from my morning commute this morning. I left the house and everyone was still asleep. And while I missed the hour of sleep, lost in the middle of the night due to a cranky, not quite two-year-old, I'm thankful that everyone is able to get some shut-eye. And actually, just before I headed out the door, I poured a cup of coffee. And it wasn't for myself. I poured it a thermos full for my wife, and it had me thinking. Had me thinking of a thought, an idea, and it's kind of twofold, right? So there was a story that I once heard, and I cannot recall from what tradition it comes from, but I heard it through the Sisu Way podcast. And the idea of the story goes is that, like, this guy was carrying water every day, and one of the vases or the containers that was holding the water, right, he'd carry it on a yoke on his shoulder, so one on each side, had a crack in it. And, you know, after a while he realized this, and he realized, shoot, I'm not bringing as much water as I'm supposed to be bringing because I keep losing it. And he told this to the person who he was bringing the water to, and he's like, oh, I know, but look. And he looks back, and from on the side of the cracked container, along the path, there was a bunch of wildflowers. Because every day, when he brought the water, he was watering the seeds. So, our French press is cracked. It's supposed to be unbreakable. And it is cracked. And this crack is growing, and it's sometimes quite frustrating. And it leaks coffee out. You know, but it kind of has a little bit of character, too, because of it. It makes you a little bit more mindful of your process. And honestly, this is true story for me. It makes me more aware and keeps me cleaning up after myself. Because if it's leaking a little bit, then there's going to be obvious coffee, wet coffee on the coffee station, which needs to be cleaned up immediately. Okay. Excuse me. It's not a waffle cookie. It is a butter cookie. And this is coffee. And, so, why am I talking about a freaking cracked French press? Well, I'm talking about a cracked French press because we're all, and please hold your sighs, we're all a bit of cracked, we're all cracked French presses, we're all cracked coffee pots, we're all a little bit broken. I mean, maybe not all of us, but it seems to be my observation that all of us have something that's a little off, that maybe we would like to fix, but we're not quite sure how, and we're not quite sure what the steps are. Maybe it doesn't matter, not that it doesn't matter what steps we take, but more information isn't going to do the thing for us. There has to be some sort of growth that occurs that allows us to kind of mend the crack, right? To, in this case, because it's a plastic French press, to, like, melt that crack so that it's actually sealed. Or maybe it just means recycling. I don't know. We can't recycle ourselves. I don't know. But, nonetheless, talking about it because we're all a little bit broken. And this podcast was supposed to be about fitness, and I rarely talk about it, and when I do, it's just kind of haphazardly. But I felt the need to record this morning, because I'm for sure, maybe you're not, maybe you are one of the few, but I'm for sure a cracked coffee pot. I'm for sure a cracked French press. I have my edges, and when I find them, I can break, right? And this has come out multiple fold in the last few months, but one of the things that is most frustrating to me is with training. Like, I want to train. I am motivated to train. I would love to train. I enjoy watching my friends train from a distance. I still love moving, but you know, it's maybe it's the wrong season. I don't know. Right? I was listening into a conversation the other day, and it kind of builds off a post I posted recently, or something I wrote recently, which is also why I'm partially doing this. And the idea of this thing was that a lot of people are training to not hate themselves. A lot of people are training to not hate themselves. Just enough to not hate themselves. So they'll get into training just enough to not hate themselves. And, you know, I think for some people that's a motivating kind of thing to say. Not hate yourself. Like, you want to let the hate drive you. But on the flip side of that, you know, I wonder what the possibilities are if you find that other side, which is like, it's just a thing you do because you love, like, it's an expression of your love for yourself. And therefore, your love for everyone around you, because you, when you're doing your thing, are a better person. And then it also makes me think about, and I'm just riffing off ideas here, but off the recent Strong Fit podcast, which is cool. Tête à tête, I think is what it goes in French. It's like face to face. That we all carry with us these cracks, these injuries, whether they be mental and emotional or physical. Right, we all have them with us, and it can be easy to do the easy thing. It can also be easy, equally easy, I would say, to try and jump in on something that was designed for another person. And to feel shitty if you're not able to do it in the same way as these other people. And maybe I'm just, you know, out in the cold here all by myself. But I can't, because I've heard it 3 or 4 times in the last week, I can't help but believe that there's some truth to it, right? That we like to try to follow other folks' path, which this kind of leads to the main idea here. We like to try and walk down other folks' path, forgetting that they came to their path to begin with their own baggage, their own cracks in the coffee pot. And those unique things make them maybe well-suited or ill-suited for that program, that effort, that community, that space. Which isn't to say that if you're not a part of it, that you can't appreciate it. And if you're not a part of it, it makes you less than. Right? We often walk through life and training and life as though we have to live it on someone else's terms, through someone else's lens, following someone else's compass. But I continue to be reminded of the line from a poem, which I don't know the poem, but I do know it's from by Antonio Machado, and it goes, "Caminante no hace camino, se hace camino al andar. Wayfarer, there is no path. You make the path by walking. There is no one who can walk our path for us. No matter how much knowledge they know." Wow. "No matter how much wisdom about training they have, there is no way that anyone can have exactly our experiences. It's impossible." And nor should we expect ourselves to, right? We sometimes, and it's particularly easy in the age of social media, to wish that we took on the role of our friends, our mentors, our teachers, the leaders that we look up to. But I think you'll find that the best teachers, the best leaders, the best mentors don't want you to be them reincarnated. They don't want you to just copy-paste what they do. That does not push the envelope of the world. That does not change the stories, that doesn't change the stories that get to be told. We only get to tell new stories when we water them, when we take the cracks, the imperfections in our coffee pot, in our container to carry water, and we allow them, we appreciate them for what they are. Because there's likely not another person on this planet that has that exact same deal. That exact same life story. And so, yes, there are basics that we should probably all get down with, right? We should, and we know what they are. But these basics, at a point, will need to become our own. We will need to own them and pursue them and create with them in a way that works for us. Because we're not robots or emotionless beings. We have our own cracks. And so we build upon them, we mend them, we explore the edges of the container that we have, and we grow bigger, we grow stronger, and I don't just mean physically, right? We allow ourselves to take up more space, we allow ourselves to be led, we allow ourselves to lead our own path, to walk our own path, and to nourish the wildflowers along the way. That seems about good enough. A morning rift on the cracks and the beautiful things that can grow out of them. This is Tyler Fleming. You've been listening to Fear Rock, Gym and Coffee Shop. I hope you have a beautiful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.